All right, boys and girls, I want you all to sit up, nice and quiet. Mums and dads too, I want you to sit up. Grannies and grandas, fold your arms, nice and quiet. We're going to come to the story for today. I want to read to you just one verse of Scripture. We'll have a wee word of prayer. But one verse of Scripture, first of all, from John's Gospel, chapter 8, and the verse number 12. We want to speak just for a few moments, as we bring our service to a close this morning, on the lights, the Christmas lights. All right? But let's read this one verse. We've had a number of scripture readings, and that's good. Well, here's another one. John's Gospel, chapter 8, and the verse 12. Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. I am the light of the world. Let's just still our hearts, please, and a wee word of prayer before we come to the story for today. Our Father and our God, we thank Thee for every boy and girl that has taken part already. We thank Thee, Lord, for help given to them, and we thank the Lord even for all that they've learned throughout this past year in Sunday school. We thank the Lord for the Word of God which has been taught to them. And we just pray, Lord, that even in their young hearts that You'll, Lord, make the Scriptures real to them. We just pray, Lord, that they will come to know the Lord Jesus Christ as their own, their personal Savior. And we pray, Lord, as well for every adult. We ask, O God, that even as we would think of these lessons this morning from the lights, Lord, did You come and write Thy word upon heart. Speak, we pray. Lord, make this a day of salvation. We thank the Lord for another opportunity that we can remember the Lord Jesus Christ coming into this world and coming to seek and to save that which was lost. And Heavenly Father, we just pray that this day, if there be any in this meeting lost in their sin, Lord, that today they'll come by faith and receive the Lord Jesus Christ. So bless us, we pray, and continue on with us now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. It's lovely at this time of the year to see all the bright lights that there are across the city and across all of our neighbourhoods. Many houses are lit up like a spaceship, and I think some of the houses could well be seen from outer space. There are so many lights. But it's lovely to see all the lights that there are across the city, even at this time of the year. Brighten up the dark streets, and they bring a bit of life to some dreary and dull neighbourhoods. Lots of places, and I'm sure in your home as well, you've got a Christmas tree up. And on that Christmas tree, one of the first things I'm told you should put on your Christmas tree are the lights. Put the lights on first, and then do all the decorating around it. Lights are nice. They brighten up a dark room. And this morning I want us to think, just very simply and very briefly, about the Christmas lights, and some things about the Christmas lights. I don't know if you have lights like these in your home or on your tree. These are these new fancy LED lights, and they're not like the lights there used to be in the Christmas tree. When I was a child, they were big, massive things. We'll come to those in a moment. But these are Christmas lights, and you know whenever you turn these on, got them out of the box, and you had about two or three sets, and you could be sure that always one of them, if not all of them, wouldn't work. And then you had to go through them all and try to pick out which one had fused and change it and all the rest of it. It was a real nightmare. But there's a problem with these lights. I want us to think about the problem with these Christmas lights, first of all. Anybody think what the problem with these Christmas lights are? Ryan? They're all tangled up. Did you see my notes? They're all tangled up. They're all tangled up. You couldn't put the lights, you'll just throw them on the tree like that there. It wouldn't look very lovely, sure it wouldn't. You'd have to stand and try to sort them out. Oh, look at this. Can I let you into a wee secret? I've got another set of lights here that we're going to come to. Let you into a wee secret. I thought we're going to have to get somebody else to preach this morning because Paul and I were in the back room trying to untangle another set of lights. And if it realised that these were as easy to untangle, we would have used these. But they're all tangled up. And you have to wait and try to get them all untangled. And And then you put them all nicely around the tree. They're all tangled up. They're all a bit of a mess, aren't they? Whenever you take them out of the box and they've been away in the box in the attic for the past 11 months, they're all a mess. The problem with the lights, they're a bit of a mess. And you know, that speaks about the problem in our lives. Because we've a problem in our life. A problem in our life that makes our life a bit of a mess. And that problem, boys and girls and older people, is sin. Sin is an awful problem in our life. We have the biggest problem in our life called sin. The Bible tells us we were all born in sin. The Bible tells us that the moment that we were conceived in the womb of our mother, that we were born in sin. And that's a big problem in our life, because then that sin goes on to make a mess of our lives. And sin, a bit like these lights, tangles us up and creates a real mess. Maybe there's someone here this morning, and your life is a wee bit like these Christmas lights. It's just a mess. They're all tangled up. There's nothing nice about it. Things have got so hard and things have got so difficult. Many problems because of sin in your life. And you've allowed sin to take control of your life and to take over your life, and it's just got worse and worse. And today you've no peace. Today you've no joy. We talk about the joy of Christmas, but you don't really have the joy of Christmas. Because you've this problem, and your life's a mess. And your life's all tangled up, and it seems to be going nowhere, and just seems to be empty, and there's no contentment, no matter how you try. It's just not working. Well, today the great story and message of this Christmas time is that the Lord Jesus Christ came into this world to save you from sin and to deal with the mess and to deal with the problem and all the tangled mess that sin creates. The Lord Jesus Christ came into this world to save you from sin and to make your life a blessing. And something that's beautiful. So if your life today is a bit like these Christmas lights, they're a bit messed up, they're all tangled up, then why not today even ask the Lord Jesus Christ into your heart to save you and make this Christmas the greatest Christmas ever? So there's the problem of the Christmas lights. They're all tangled up. But I want to show you another set of Christmas lights, and I hope this works. And if it doesn't, I'm in bother. It does. Good. But here's another set of Christmas lights. Anybody got Christmas lights like this on your tree? No? Well, a bit big, aren't they? Well, here's another set of Christmas lights. Now, they're not tangled up, but they have another problem. Anybody see what the problem is here? They don't light up. That's right. Not much point just having them and there's no light in them. You put it into a dark room, it would be of no use. So this brings us then not to think about the problem of the Christmas lights, but now to think about the power of the Christmas lights. You see, there's no power in them now. They're just dull and not very nice. But if I do this, and if this works, I hope. Look. There we go. There's light in them now, isn't there? I won't hang them around my neck. There's light in them. Why? Andrew. I turned them on. I put power on them. There's a plug in here, and I just switched it, and the power came in. And look how beautiful they are now. Because you see, you can put your Christmas lights on your Christmas tree and have it all nicely arranged. And it all looks very nice and all the rest of it, but if you don't actually turn it on, if there's no power, well, it doesn't actually serve the purpose that they're intended for. And you know, that speaks about our life as well. Our lives can be a mess because of sin, but we need power in our lives. We need something in our lives that we don't have. And that is the power of the gospel. The power of the gospel. You see, What can change your life from being dull and all messed and all tangled up into something that's bright and beautiful is the power of the gospel. The power of the gospel. What is the gospel? What is the gospel? Well, let's think of it in the lights that we have here. You look at these stems and these wee lights. Look at the black. They all have got them. You see it? They've all got these black stems. That reminds us again of the blackness of our sin. Every single one of them, all the rest of them are the same. They've all got this black stem. And that reminds us of the blackness of sin in our hearts and in our lives. But there's a different colour. There's another colour I want to speak to you about. And that's this red colour. And the red in the Christmas light speaks to us about the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because on the cross of Calvary, the Lord Jesus Christ gave his life and he shed his precious blood that we might be saved. Because of the blackness of our sin, the only thing that can wash away our sin is the blood, the red blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's all part of the gospel. And we need to have the blood cleansed and applied to our hearts by faith. The Bible says that without the shedding of blood, there's no remission or there's no covering for sin. You see, our sins need to be, our blackness needs to be taken away. And the only thing that can do that is the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. I wonder today, have you ever by faith asked Christ into your heart to cleanse you from the blackness of your sin? Because there's another colour here, and it's this yellow, goldy colour. And that speaks to us of heaven. You see, the gospel message is that the Lord Jesus Christ came into this world to die on the cross, to shed his precious blood. Why? That we might go to the golden streets of heaven. Remember, because of sin, boys and girls and older people, sin keeps us out of heaven. Not everybody goes to heaven. Only those that are saved. Only those who by faith have received the Lord Jesus Christ. I wonder today, are you going to heaven? Are you sure? The brightness and the yellow, the golden streets of heaven. There's only one way to heaven and it's through the Lord Jesus Christ. The blue, it speaks of peace. I'm told the blue is a very calming colour. Speaks of peace. I wonder, do you have the peace of God today? Do you have pardon from sin? It all goes back to what we were speaking about. That our lives been all tangled up and there's no peace and there's no joy and there's no happiness. Well, it's through the gospel that we can know peace. Do you have that peace today? And if you have, then the green, that speaks to us about growing. Because if you are saved, then you have to go on as a Christian. I was holding little baby Jessica on Friday. And little baby Jessica will grow up in the will of God to be a young girl, young lady, like all of us will grow up. And in the gospel, we need to grow up. And we need to grow in the things of God. And we need to advance in our Christian life. But it all starts by the redness of the blood being applied to our hearts by faith. Are you saved today? What does Christmas really mean to you, I wonder? You've been so busy getting all the gifts and getting everything sorted out and getting presents for all your family and all the friends. But what does Christmas really mean to you? Is it just about the shopping? Is it just about the eating and all the rest? Did you stop to think this Christmas season about the Lord Jesus Christ who came? The one who left heaven. The one who lived on this earth. The one who went to the cross to shed his precious blood. He left heaven that you might go to heaven. That you might know the peace of God through the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the gospel. Jesus Christ came into this world to seek and to save that which was lost because of our sin. And you see, just as we needed the power of the electricity to turn these lights on, so you need the power of the gospel to change your life and to transform your life away from that mess and away from all the tangle of sin. You need the gospel. You need the Lord Jesus Christ. There's the problem of the Christmas lights. Our lives are a mess because of sin. We need the power. We need the gospel, the power of the Holy Ghost working within us. And then, finally, there is the purpose. What's the purpose of any light? It's to shine, it's to brighten, it's to show the way. And you know, one of the greatest ways that we can know the way is the Bible. The Bible is a light. You know what the Bible says about itself? That it's a lamp on to our feet and a light onto our path. The Bible's a light. The Bible tells us that we are sinners. The Bible tells us that we need a Savior. These are not things that we dream up or we think of. The Bible tells us all this. The Bible is our light. Not only is the Bible a light, but you see, if you're saved today, then your body, your life is to be a light. The scriptures say about those who are saved that we are the light of the world. We're to shine forth the good news of the gospel. We were singing about the good news. Boys and girls, if you're saved today, mums and dads, you're saved today, then you need to let your light shine before all men and let others see that you belong to the Lord. I wonder, is your life a light in the darkness? Your life at school or your life at home, does it shine forth for the Lord Jesus Christ? If people were to ask about you, what would they say? Oh, that person's a Christian, yes, by the way they live and the way they behave and the way they get on. Yes, they're shining forth the gospel. That's how it should be if we're saved. Remember that bright star that led the wise men to the baby Jesus? Our lives are to light the way to Christ. Others are to see Christ in us and through us. So as you think of the Christmas lights, and as you look at those lights, remember the problem. Remember what they were like just after they were taken out of the box before you put them up. They're all tangled up, just a mess. Speaks about the mess of sin. Maybe your life is a mess today. Maybe you're sitting here this Christmas season and you've got no joy. You're dreading all that's coming up ahead. You have no joy, no peace, no happiness. Well, you need the power that the lights speak of. You need the power of the gospel. You need to ask the Lord Jesus Christ into your heart to take away your sin. And you need to be saved. And if you are saved today, then the purpose of our lives is to lighten up the way and to show others the Lord Jesus Christ. Does your life, does my life shine for Christ? Let's remember the lessons that there are, simple lessons from the Christmas lights today. The problem? Sin. The power is the gospel. And then the purpose. To shine brightly for the Lord. This Christmas season, why not come and let your light shine? And let others see that you belong to the Savior. Ask Jesus Christ into your heart. The greatest gift that has ever been given. The gift of eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. We'll think about that tonight. Will you come today and receive that gift? Will you come today to the Lord Jesus Christ? Will you come and be saved? Doesn't matter what age you are, Doesn't matter how long you've lived in sin or how short you've lived in sin, you can be saved today. And this Christmas season can be all the greater and all the better. Why not come today and receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Let's bow in a wee word of prayer. Thank you for